please leave your message.
Hello?
No, I just ended.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Wolzak?
Yes?
Hey, my name is Ben Main. I'm a sergeant with the Manatee County Sheriff's Office. Do you mind if I take a moment to speak with you?
Sure.
I'm calling in reference. I actually got your name from a posting you did on the Greyhawk Landing Neighborhood Board in reference to a traffic crash that occurred there by the back gate.
Yep.
So what I'm doing is I've been tasked with conducting follow-up investigation into it. So I'm trying to reach out to anybody. And I'm sorry, before I get too far, I got to let you know I'm calling from my office phone and these lines are recorded. But I'm reaching out and trying to find anybody who might have any more information or may have witnessed it.
What I posted about was that I mentioned that there was a couple that was walking by that saw an unmarked police vehicle. The guy come out of the vehicle, looked like he was off duty, put his vest on. Anyway, this couple was walking their dog the very next day, somewhere around 7:30 p.m., and they don't live in Lakewood Ranch. They don't live in Greyhawk. They're in the next community over, but they do a regular loop.
Okay.
If you're wondering, I actually didn't get their names. I probably should have. There were other postings that it pretty much told me that the person, that they know the person, there are like three different people that I identified that all live right next door to each other on Nature View and one on Dove Trail.
So I'm trying to find anybody that might have seen the crash when it happened or right there immediately afterwards.
That couple I talked to saw it when the guy was getting out of his car and the first unmarked police had shown up. They said he couldn't stand straight to save his life.
Okay.
But that's what they told me, so that I'm not firsthand.
Okay. And do you know of anybody else who might have seen it? I mean, there was a couple people that I saw posted. But somebody, Steve Rio, said he saw it right after it happened. But I haven't been able to get a hold of him. So.
Okay. Well, I have a piece of paper in my pocket because I'm the newsletter editor for this community.
Okay.
And I thought I was going to make a story of it, but then I started thinking that maybe I don't want to because, there's now seems to be a suspicion that the person that was involved is either a police officer or a government worker, and that's why there's been so much interest in this thing. So I probably don't want to be putting it in a newsletter.
That's up to you, sir. I'm not going to tell you to do anything either way. I'm letting you know I'm following up on it to try and see, like I said, if we can find anybody who witnessed the crash or immediately thereafter. So.
Yeah, okay. So the one person was... that posted online was Chris Swanger.
Mm-hmm. I saw a post that Chris has that said, but if I'm reading this correct, Chris said something about that this was at 10 o'clock that he spoke to somebody.
Pretty much everybody's saying, oh yeah, well, but I mean, everybody's pretty much saying that it happened around 7:38 o'clock. And but yeah, he said he spoke to the wife. Somebody else, let's see. Jess and Jim Stalaki at 12450 Nature View. Somebody said, hey, aren't they like next door to you? Like they recognized the person's vehicle. Jason Smith is at 12539 Nature View, he commented. And Julie Fitzpatrick at 260 Dove Trail thought she knew that vehicle.
Well, I know who the truck belongs to. I just, like I said, I need to find somebody who might have actually witnessed the crash or just immediately thereafter. Because the deputy that was working off duty made mention that several people had kind of flagged him down and told him there was an accident. So that's what I'm trying to determine is who that may have been.
Yeah, that's about all the info I got. I'm mostly pretty much looking at those same Facebook postings that you...
Okay.
Yes, you've seen.
Could I leave you my telephone number, and if you hear anything or find anything out, or can you pass it on to anybody to have them call me?
And what was your name again?
My last name is Main, M-A-I-N.
Okay.
My first name's Benjamin, and I'm a sergeant over here at the Manatee County Sheriff's Office.
Okay, Benjamin Main. And that phone number you called from is the one to call back.
No, you won't get it. I'll give you my extension. It's the number's gonna be
okay. Hold on a second, let me grab a pen. I'm outside doing yard work.
Okay.
Same number with a different extension or last four digits?
No, it's a different number. This'll get you okay. I don't know where this number will get you if you call it back. But it's 941-747-3011. And my extension is 2017.
2017. Benjamin Main.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, you seem to be in the know about what's going on in the community and stuff. So, like I said, if you happen to hear anything.
I do the newsletter, and it's... It doesn't have any advertising, and it's 30 pages long. My main interest right now has been just zipping around looking at, you probably know we've got paving going on and,
oh yeah,
and different things all over the neighborhood. Trying to report on that, and May 1st is coming around, so the May issue is coming out. If we, to be honest, we got a bigger problem while I got you for a second.
Yes, sir.
Five weekends in a row, and I have license plates. Friday nights and Saturday nights at the clubhouse at Mulberry.
The kids breaking the beer bottles?
The beer bottles, they leave 24 cans of things all over. The Saturday, a week ago, a woman looked like a hooker showed up, like in her 28, 30 years old. But the rest of them were teenagers, all showed up within 10, 15 minutes, meaning I'm thinking they're posting on Instagram or something. Mm-hmm. And right ahead of that, an SUV had pulled in with two older gentlemen who both seemed wasted. We said, we're going to call the sheriff's police because you're trespassing, and they started going back, I'm not calling the sheriff's police. I'm not calling the sheriff's police. I mean, like, they didn't know what they were saying. I don't know if those guys bring the alcohol. I don't know if there's sex and drugs going on. But anyway, we know where one kid lives on Lavender Loop. We heard the other one's on Goldenrod. I've got three more license plates if you cared. The sheriff did show up, just shoot everybody away. But I mean, it's not so much that they're just, okay, so they drink Smirnoff Ice and twist the tea, but they wind up leaving glass in the pool area so somebody can cut their feet. They leave glass in other areas.
So you know, I did speak with Carlene about this, and she's been in contact with one of our other supervisors to get a plan together to address this. So as far as I know, it is being addressed. I don't know if you've provided that information to her so she can get it over to...
Yeah, she knows about it. The CDD board knows about it. There's a CDD board meeting tomorrow. But it's almost like we have to put a 6-foot, 8-foot fence around our entire clubhouse area, including the parking lot, and put in a gate. It's going to cost us a ton of money, all because of, it's like, this is the hangout place now, that clubhouse. I heard before it was the north entrance by where that truck accident was, the drug dealing was going on there all the time. But right now, it's like the clubhouse is the place to be. And we even know some of the parents, and you know, it's second marriages and things, I guess, aren't all working out. I don't know what, but...
So who's going to be the point of contact over there for these issues? Is it going to be Carlene?
Probably Carlene. Okay. There's a person by the name of Mark Bush. Mark Bush deals with Allied Security. He's the CED vice chair.
Okay.
But yeah. Probably point person is Carlene.
Okay, I will get with some of our specialty units that work that sector, and I will have them get with Carlene and see if they can put a little more efforts into their
just a little more focus.
Representative patrols there.
But
I will take care of that. But like I said, if you could pass my name off to anybody who might have witnessed the accident or know anything else, especially that couple walking the dog, if you ever see them, I'd be really interested in speaking with them.
They sound like they're regulars. I might just swing by there around, I got a 7 o'clock meeting. But anyway, I might swing by over there just to see if I see them walking again. But they didn't, basically they didn't actually see it happen. They saw it right when the police vehicle showed up and the guy was getting out of the vehicle. But, I mean, that might be worth something. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I have a duty and obligation to talk to everybody and at least try and figure it out. I mean, whether it makes a case or dismisses it, I still need to do it, so.
Okay.
I got to be impartial.
All right.
I appreciate it, sir.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.